Hello, hello, Sun family. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andiswa, and I am excited about this week's episode. I am joined by a musician, an award-winning musician. Let me correct that. Has been quiet for quite some time, and we are excited to have him back to the music industry. I am speaking about none other than Mlindo, the vocalist. Let's chat to him. All right, so we'll get straight into it and start with the first question. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Okay, number one, it would be there's a song by Peter Tosh. It's a reggae song. I relate to that song very well. It's Peter Tosh, I am. Second one, it will be my own song. The one I'm about to drop now. Features Java, Iluselu Teya.
Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag Sengulil.
Okay. What's something your followers would not know about you?
That I'm a very shy person. But I don't show that one very much, but I'm actually shy.
What are the three words that describe Mlindo?
Authentic, original, original, day one. African, modern African shy. I think I represent Africa, but Leaman, so the third one. Let's pass that one. No, imagine.
What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
The best advice that I've been given is that I should never forget where I come from. Never forget my family. Always make sure that whatever I get, I have to take care of my family first. So yeah.
What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
They've touched my private part on stage.
If you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
I would spend time with my family. I would go back to KZN and just spend time with them.
All right. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
I think I would choose time travel. Yeah, well. I'm not sure if it's a superpower, but yeah, I'll choose to be able to. Yeah,
yes.
What has been your best or worst date?
Yeah. That one is recent. Hey, my amazing cousin.
Yes.
I just went on a date with this girl, and I think. It went nice, so I think that would be the date that this year's date, actually. Let's just put it like that, because I've been to dates, but later this year, so no, I'm from Shaman. I'm a DJ. The worst date, what could never figure out? She didn't pitch.
All right, and this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe? And your most expensive piece of clothing?
The most worn is my short. I have green shorts that I wear, especially when I'm going to gigs, when I'm still in the bus. So I'm always trying to be comfortable. So I wear those shorts in the bus. So yeah, those would be those shorts. And then the most expensive piece of clothing. Is that what you see, piece of clothing? Yeah, I have a shoe. But I don't want to talk about it that much. But I have a shoe that is, it was a birthday gift actually. So, yeah.
Thank you so much to Mlindo for joining us and chatting to us. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. Let's meet again next week, same time, same place, with another one of your favorite celebrities. For now, bye.